Charlie Minn is with us, a documentary filmmaker. You hope to help solve the Tinley Park Lane Bryant murders. Charlie, why is this important to you? Why did you choose this subject?
Because it's not solved, plain and simple. I mean, when have you ever heard of an unsolved mass shooting before? And this is the largest unsolved mass shooting in the nation today. And which police department would want that distinction? Well, I'm afraid Tinley Park PD has that right now.
And are you a local guy? Are you a Chicago area guy, Charlie?
No, I'm from Manhattan, but I've made 35 true crime documentaries that are on Amazon Prime. I've done a lot of high-profile mass shooting films. And this is a big one because there's no justice tagged with it.
Yeah, and they know it was a robbery. And, you know, every family member of these women have waited so patiently to find an answer. Have you found with your other crime-based documentaries that creating a piece of art, a piece of film, helps jog people's memories or something clicks and somebody steps forward and helps solve a case?
Well, a documentary is an excellent platform to inform, educate, and raise awareness. And that's what this case needs is awareness, awareness, awareness. And I don't think you mentioned the one surviving witness that was also shot.
Right.
She is the key to this whole thing. And if anyone can locate her, and maybe she'll talk, maybe that will change things here. And I encourage people to go to the website, thetinley5.com. That's the number five, thetinley5.com, if they have any tips.
And Charlie, that sixth woman, a store employee, was also shot and wounded, and she did work with police to develop a sketch of the suspect, but we haven't really heard much else about that.
Well, that's the mystery surrounding this whole thing, is that hardly any information is hardly coming from the Tinley Park PD. It's been 17 and a half years. I mean, when is enough enough? I don't think this was a robbery. I think the perpetrator did that to throw off investigators to make it look like a robbery. I believe that was a diversionary tactic. Which robbery takes 40 minutes? That's what this took, 40 minutes. And you wonder what the killer was waiting around for. And a lot of people have said this was a targeted hit. Well, then who was targeted? Some people think it was a store manager that was in there. Well, then if so, why did it take 40 minutes? Why not just... How come it didn't take 2 minutes? So there are just a boatload of questions and, unfortunately, a lot less answers.
I agree with you. I don't think it was a robbery. I think it was a targeted hit. But who was the target? Everybody's always had their suspicions. But how is it that it is a he, right? We do know it's a he. How is it that one store employee was shot and wounded? She must have appeared to be dead because it was his intention to leave no survivors.
Well, you could imagine what has been said in the last almost two decades now. Some people think the killer was a woman. Some people think it was two perpetrators. Some people think that the surviving witness was in on it. Why did everyone else get shot point blank in the head and she had a graze wound in the neck? I'm not saying any of these things happened. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. Anything's on the table at this point after almost two decades of wondering. The only thing I do know is that the case is unsolved, and that's unbelievably unfair to the victims' families.
There seems to be a great interest in solving cold cases. Everybody wants to be the person that finds the answer to the mystery. We had witnessed this because of a podcast in Elgin. It was a missing persons case, and lo and behold, enough attention was brought, and they did find her in her car from the 1980s in the bottom of the Fox River. So I believe in what you're doing. I think this type of attention causes somebody to remember something or to contribute something that they thought maybe in the past wasn't beneficial.
I encourage anyone who has ideas, thoughts. I think social media will solve this thing. I really do. I don't think Tinley Park PD will solve it, or it would have been solved by now. I think social media will solve it. I think TikTok could solve it, because everyone lives on their phone today. We're obsessed with our phones, and that's where people get their information. So I think the public is going to have to solve this thing.
So are you still in production on who killed these women, the Tinley Park Five, or is it completed?
No, we shot the crux of it just last week in Chicago. We did about 8 interviews, and we interviewed a couple of Lane Bryant employees. One was supposed to be working that day. We interviewed some family members, and we're still trying to get some more people. So like I said, if people know something and they want to offer their suggestions, the TinLeyFive.com is the website, and that's the number 5. Let's all band together on this thing. You know, you mentioned earlier about Tinley Park PD. In so many words, maybe they just want to do it for themselves and solve it for their own. Unfortunately, in law enforcement, there's a territorial issue where other agencies getting involved, agencies don't like that. They want to be the ones to solve it. And I think
I didn't say that, Charlie. I'm
saying you said earlier something about territorial or something like that. I didn't say that you said directly that Tinley Park said that. But
because
end,
I can tell you, the people in Tinley Park and the detectives and the police there, they want it solved as bad as anyone else.
Well, I go by the results. I don't question the effort. I certainly question the result. And my whole point in saying all this is that I wish Tinley Park PD would make the media, podcasters, documentary filmmakers their friend, rather than saying, no, it's just me. Maybe that's an ego thing. Maybe that's a territorial thing. Didn't you say something about that earlier, like in reference, like a territorial?
No, I want to know about DNA. Do they have DNA?
That's just it. They're so tight-lipped. I have no idea. There was some evidence left behind. I don't know how much evidence. I don't know how strong that evidence is. You would think DNA was left behind because some blood was found underneath one of the victim's fingernails.
But they wouldn't answer any of your questions? Did they not participate at all?
They didn't participate at all. They declined.
Huh.
And they have nothing to lose by declining. I'm financing this whole film. I said, I'll put up every dollar. All you have to do is speak and try to help. Well, what do they got to lose? What do they have to lose?
I don't know, but tell them the website again so people can share information and then keep us up to date.
TheTinley5.com, and again, that's the number 5, and I really appreciate you having me on because awareness is what we need on this thing. That's what will lead to, hopefully, justice.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Charlie Minn, the TinleyPark5.com. Use the number 5.